Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Bob Elson. We're set as usual for our Saturday afternoon show. And Saturday is always a big sports day. There's a lot of football today, and there's be a lot of football tomorrow. And the big game, the big college game today, is the annual game between Notre Dame and Southern California. That game will be on the tube, by the way, at 3 o'clock Chicago time, so don't miss it. That should be one of the great games of the year. Speaking of Notre Dame, we have one of their famous members of the Notre Dame alumni today, an old friend, Ziggy Zerobsky, who was quite a football player in his day, and he looks in good shape and looks like he could still play. We'll be back with Ziggy, our guest today, in just a moment.
You got to take care of it, because that's what my wife had. She's in bed for about 3 weeks, a little flu.
We're delighted to have Ziggy Zerobsky of Notre Dame as our guest here today. And as I was saying, that game today is annually one of the big games. What do you recall in that series when you were playing?
Well, Bob, as I mentioned earlier when we had a little cup of coffee, Southern Cal and Army were two of our great adversaries through the years. Originally, Northwestern was always like a home-and-home series, but they went down in the last few years. And Purdue was always a tough team, but usually Southern Cal and Army were the two teams that Notre Dame sort of pointed for. And I recall our last year back in 46-47 when we were vying with Michigan for the national title. We had to go on the West Coast just like this young Notre Dame team today, and we beat Southern Cal 38-7. We were to lose that day. But we get up for the big game quite a bit at South Bend.
I should say they do. By the way, how active is the Notre Dame alumni?
I would say it's the most active alumni in the country. Chicago is, I'd say, the number one or two spot now with the alumni. We have over 2,300 alumni right here in Chicago alone. New York is quite big, and California. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to meet the new coach and the athletic director, Gene Faust and Corrigan, on January 16th at the Palmer House. They're coming in to say hello to the Chicago alumni and some of the friends here that would like to come and meet the coach. It's at the Palmer House dinner Friday, January 16th at 6 o'clock.
Well, that'll be a real nice affair. What can you tell us about this new coach?
Well, truthfully, I never met the man. I got a call from the Cincinnati Inquirer about 2 months ago asking what I thought of Mr. Foss is a coach at Notre Dame, and I told the editor I really don't know the man, but from his record, he has a tremendous record, and I think he'll do very well for the next few years at Notre Dame. I talked to a few of the boys that played for him. He's got six boys on a present team that played for him at Moeller High School, and one of them is a captain, Crable, the middle linebacker, and they're very high on this young man. He's only 44 years old, and when you win 170 games and lose 16 in a span of some 20-some years, you got to be a great coach, and he's one of the fine coaches in high school.
Speaking of coaches, who was the coach at Southern Cal when you played them?
No, there was another gentleman. I think his name was Hill at the time, Jess Hill. But they've always had some great coaches. The two gentlemen that started the great series, that's before my time and probably your time, because Knut Rockne and Howard Jones were the two men that started the series back about 50 years ago, Bob.
You know, Rockne, in spite of all the years that have gone by, he's still a legend, isn't he?
Well, that's what makes Notre Dame. It's a mystique, and they've had many legends in there. Well, our present legend is our Chicagoan, Moose Krause. Moose Krause is a former Chicagoan, played at De La Salle, and he was a two-time All-American in basketball and football. And he's been our athletic director at Notre Dame for 31 years, and he's retiring after 31 years, and we're going to have a big party in Chicago for him. George Connors and a few of the boys, Barry and Romano and Ziggy, are going to throw a party for 1,000 guys to welcome Moose back to Chicago.
That'll be some affair. Where's that going to be held?
We're looking at the East Bank that a friend of ours, Jack McHugh, and his brother, Jim McHugh, are building right next to the Apparel Center. It'll hold about 1,000 people, and that'll be good enough for us. The fight will start around 9:30 after the beer is served.
What do you anticipate in the game today between Notre Dame and Southern Cal?
Well, you can throw all the previous scores out because Notre Dame and Southern Cal is a tremendous series. And as I mentioned earlier, Bob, Southern Cal has a few key men injured and won't be able to play today. Their tailback, Marcus Allen, had a finger stuck in his eye, and he has a bad eye injury, and he won't be able to play. And one of the fullbacks, Dad, died a few days ago, and he's at the funeral. So Notre Dame will be a little luckier today because of three or four of their key men being out. But when they play Southern Cal, you can throw away all past scores because with 95,000 people, 40 million people watching on TV, this is a great game, and it'll be a tough game all the way.
What do you recall from the Army series?
Well, that was another great series, and naturally we were very fortunate through the years when we had a quarterback by the name of Johnny Lujack and George Ratterman and Trapuka. We never lost to Army, but we did tie him one year when we came back from the service. That's the year that some of these old-timers remember when they had Doc Blanchard and
Davis.
Glenn Davis and Tucker and all those fellas. And they were supposed to beat us that day. And before the 45 and 44, they beat Notre Dame 59-0, 63-0. And then when we came back from the war, we tied them 0-0 at Yankee Stadium. We should have beat them because we were on the three-yard line, and Lujack called a few quarterback sneaks, which I thought were very improper at the time. And we ended up on a 12-yard line, and that was our scoring threat for the day. But they had a great team.
Didn't they have a chance for a field goal?
We tried later on in the game. We should have gone for the field goal, you're right, on the three-yard line. But on fourth down, we thought we could make it around end, and they threw us for about an eight-yard loss. But it was one of the fine teams of all time.
Yeah, that was really a great series.
Well, I'll be seeing Doc and Glenn in New York this coming Tuesday. We're putting Ara Parseghian in the Hall of Fame. And some of the gentlemen mentioned Osmanski. Dr. Osmanski will be with us, and quite a few of the Chicago people, George Connors and Lujack and Creighton Miller, be quite a few going in for this induction.
Where, did they have a series with Navy while you were there?
Oh, yes. They've stayed with Navy and Army, and then they just put on Air Force the last few years. Thanks to Moose Krause, Air Force needed a little... some people didn't know about Air Force, so Moose put them on a schedule. But we played Navy and Army for many years. That was always a tough game. Navy had a pretty good team this year.
Yeah.
They'll be in a bowl game, I believe.
Yes.
You played for what coach at Notre Dame? Or just one?
Well, I came in when Elmer Layden retired, and then Frank Leahy came to Chicago and picked me out of Mount Carmel High School. And I would say he's one of the great coaches of all time. His record proves it. He and Rockne and Parseghian will go down as three of the greatest coaches at Notre Dame.
Well, you really hit on three coaches that are really immortals.
Right. Devine's done a fine job, and I think this new coach coming in will do fine also.
What is the picture with Devine? Did Devine quit?
Well, before the season, it was very unexpected. He went on national television and told everybody he's resigning before the season started, and that's very peculiar. I don't know if he thought he's going to have a losing season or not, but the way these young kids come out, his team is mostly sophomores and juniors this year. He has a freshman quarterback, Keel, who's starting, and these kids have played tremendous with a tough schedule. You get Michigan, Alabama, Purdue, Southern Cal, Georgia. These are all tough teams. And they played a tremendous year this year. 9 wins and a tie, and they never should have tied Georgia Tech, because Georgia Tech wasn't that good, but they were just off that day.
Well, they really had an amazing year. Our guest today, a former Notre Dame All-American, is Ziggy Zurabski. And we'll be back with our guest in just a moment.
How much time we got?
We're delighted to have an old friend, Ziggy Zurabski of Notre Dame, as our guest today. And remember, the Notre Dame-Southern Cal game this afternoon, that'll be on the Tube at 3 o'clock, and it should be one of the great games of the year. You're right. No matter how the teams have done, they really come up for this game.
Well, I don't know if some of these gentlemen here recall, but a very fine Chicagoan, a very dear friend of yours and mine, Billy Gay from Tilden High School, Southern Cal years ago, scored with 2.5 minutes left and went ahead of Notre Dame by 4 points. And Billy Gay went up to the referee and he says, how much time do we have? And the fellow said, a little over 2 minutes. And Billy Gay took the kickoff and went 97 yards and beat Southern Cal. That was a great victory.
I should say, what other schools were part of your time?
Well, in those days, when the war was on, we played Great Lakes. As you recall, I was a pro team. They beat the hell out of us at Great Lakes. We got all those Navy guys there. We were leading with 38 seconds to go, and Steve Lack threw a 60-yard pass and beat us in the last 38 seconds.
I was at that game. I can remember it like it was today.
Yeah, well, you were the commander out there, and I think you were part of the victory. And then the Iowa Seahawks had a pro team, and Coach Bernie Bierman from Minnesota was coaching them, and we beat them 2 years in a row. And they were stocked with all pros, and we were just 18-year-old kids at the time. But we beat them 28-0 and 14-13. But in those years, it was different. The war was on, and then we had to go into service for a few years.
Ziggy, what are the no's, the do's and you can't do as far as recruiting today?
Well, it's a lot different than when I went to school. There's a number of visits you can make today, and you can't contact the boy till he's a senior, and there's no money involved, and you can't fly him to and from, say, from Chicago to South Bend or to Michigan. It's a lot different than when I was down there. I went to 27 different schools on weekends just to enjoy myself. Today, these kids can't do that. I went to Michigan. I went to Kentucky. I went to Southern Cal. I ended up at Notre Dame. I went to Northwestern for a couple of weekends. Met a lot of lovely co-eds. I was just out for a good time. Son of a butcher on the south side, didn't have much money, so I was out to enjoy myself. But today, they just get 2 or 3 visits.
Yeah.
It's a lot different, and I think it's better. These kids are pretty sharp kids today.
Well, Notre Dame has a fine athletic program, but scholastically they're very tough.
Well, a lot of people don't believe this, but the athletes at Notre Dame and some of the Big Ten schools have to have better marks than the average student. The passing grade at Notre Dame is 70 points, and to play football you have to carry a 77 average. So these kids are pretty sharp. I'm so happy to see Hunter and Matzik and some of these young kids who are A students. These kids carry an 85-90 average. Now, when you practice an actual day out there, you get on the field at 3 o'clock and you're off at 6. And then at lunch you have an hour meeting. And then after the dinner you have a film meeting from 8 to 9:30. There's not too much time to do your studies during the football season. So these kids got to be pretty sharp upstairs to do their studies and also stay on a football team, because those 3 months are awful busy for a Notre Dame football player.
What do you feel about this game today?
How do you feel?
I think with all the marbles, if Notre Dame beats Southern Cal, they can beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. And if these kids aren't up for this game, they shouldn't be representing Notre Dame, because they could be the national champions, and everybody didn't even count them in the top 20 when the season started. I think they can beat Southern Cal, and then Georgia hasn't played that many big teams. I think they'll beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl with one of the greatest halfbacks I've seen in the last 20 years, this halfback with Georgia by the name of Walker. Fine, fine halfback. But I think Notre Dame can beat them because they've been in the bowl game. They've had the experience, and I don't think Georgia, they'll be a little shaken up when they get in that 80,000 dome in New Orleans January 1.
That really should
be something, huh?
Yeah, that'll be one of the big games of the year. I think that's the number one game in the season. Well, that'll be for the national championship if Notre Dame wins today.
In their game against Southern Cal. Right. Our guest today is an old friend, Ziggy Zarabsky of Notre Dame. We'll be back with our guest in just a moment. Our guest today at Northwest Federal is Ziggy Zarabsky of Notre Dame. An All-American at that school, a fellow who really helped to bring a lot of credit to that great school. You know, I realized once upon a time, many years ago, Notre Dame was playing a basketball game at the stadium against a very good team. And the place was packed. And about 6 o'clock, there was a phone call in the office asking for the captain of the team to come in there. And he got word that two of the players could not play because they didn't pass their exams. And I thought, boy, that really taught me something.
Well, I didn't know about that, but yeah. It could happen because they're very strict with their algebra. And I've talked to Moose Krause a number of times, and a lot of people think these colored athletes are pretty, say, dumb or whatever you want to, but when these kids get to Notre Dame, Hunter, Carter is the leading halfback in the country. These kids are real sharp kids, and I got to meet them in the last few years. They're fine athletes, fine students, and I even had a few in my home eating Polish sausage. Now, that's something different. They're looking for some grits and fried chicken, but a little kielbasa and sauerkraut, and they enjoyed it. But they have to keep their marks up because these priests don't take sides. If they're below 77, they just don't go on a traveling squad, and these kids fight to make that traveling team. You know, they only take about 48, and they have about 100 on the team. Yeah. So when they make a traveling trip to Southern Cal today, they might have 50 on the traveling team, and the other 50 stay home and watch it on TV. So they're always vying to stay on the traveling squad. But to be on a traveling squad, you got to be eligible. You have to have your scholastic requirements. So it's a fine school that way.
What is coming up in New York on Tuesday?
Well, it's our annual Hall of Fame, Bob, and I'm very happy to be with a dear friend of yours and mine, Gail Sayers. Gail and I were inducted 3 years ago, and Gail and I are going up tomorrow, and we're inducting Ara Parseghian, the former coach at Notre Dame, plus some other great athletes, and it takes place Tuesday at the Waldorf Astoria. Dr. Osmansky's going up, and George Connors from Chicago, and one of your dear friends, Jay Berwanger, the first Heisman Award winner from Chicago, is going down.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so it'll be quite a party. We have about 1,500 men for 2.5 days, a little tea, a little coffee for a few days. We reminisce a little bit, but it's a great time to get together with some of the old-timers.
As you look back on your own great career at Notre Dame, is there a single highlight?
Well, I'd say being national champions for 3 years in a row is one of the big highlights. Johnny Lujack, our quarterback, and I were the only two athletes who played on three national champ teams, and that's sort of a highlight with me because we came back from the war, and Johnny and I played before the war in 43, and then we played in 46 and 47, and we were the national champs in 43, and then Leahy went in the service, as you recall.
Yeah.
And then 46 and 47, we were national champions again. So I would say that's the highlight, to be the number one team in the United States.
Did you give any thought to turning pro?
I did. I played 3 years with a real lousy team in Chicago, the Chicago Rockets.
Oh.
I could have been with the Cardinals, but our dear friend Mr. Bidwell passed on. I was his number one choice. And then when he passed away, they had some other people there, and they didn't offer the proper amount of Pianonzi. So I jumped in the other league, and I was all set to retire after a few years. Those bumps they get pretty rough after a few. I had 21 years of football, and that's a long time.
Well, you look pretty good in spite of it.
I'm down at 275, Bob, and I feel wonderful. From here I go and see my dad, Big Zig. He's 93 in January. He's at a rest home in Oak Lawn. And he told me to bring him some homemade horseradish and some Polish sausage for lunch. So I'll be going there shortly.
Well, he must be in pretty good shape.
Well, he was up to 275 2 years ago, and he's down to about 190 now. He's a great man, and he's a little worried what's happening up there around Poland and the East Germany, so I'll have to clue him in.
Well, that'll be his worry, and your worry will be the football game.
Right. I think Notre Dame can win by at least 2 touchdowns today. That's my observation. So if you want to make a call, make a call.
Well, it should be a wonderful game. I want to remind everybody that that game will be on the tube at 3 o'clock our time. What are you doing now?
I'm with the Secretary of State for the last 8 years, and my boss just became United States Senator.
Yeah.
Alan J. Dixon, and he's leaving for Washington. He'll be inaugurated on January 20, and I'll still stay in the Chicago area in Springfield with the new Secretary of State.
Well, that's a great honor for Dixon. He deserves it.
He's a fine man, and he's had 26 years in public office, and I think he'll do a good job for the entire state.
Ziggy, you look great. Look like you could get right out there and play a little.
No, these boys are a lot bigger and faster than we were. They might be dumber, but they're a lot faster, and it's a pleasure to watch them on TV. It's a great sport.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here as our guest today, and thanks for coming over, and lots of luck to you.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Our guest today, an old friend, and one of Notre Dame's all-time greats, Ziggy Zurabski of Notre Dame. And now this is Bob Elson saying goodbye until next Saturday at our usual time.